Madeline, let's talk about the Historic Preservation Symposium taking place later this month, June 26th. What is it all about?
This is going to be a really fabulous conversation with preservationists from throughout the state. Our primary target here is to talk about the application and effective use of Criterion A. Criterion A for National Register nominations is a special type of nomination that allows us to look at the historic integrity of a building and how it fits into very, very broad patterns of American history. The presenter is Lisa DeLine. She is an architectural historian for the National Park Service. She has an MA in historic preservation and a master's in landscape architecture, and she is also the reviewer for Delaware's National Register nominations. We have had several recent nominations listed with Criterion A, which we're very excited about within the past couple of years. But how we can improve, and just talking to Lisa is really a very exciting experience because she gives us a lot of insight on things to include. For example, when the Godwin School, which is west of Millsboro, Delaware, in Sussex County, was listed in July of 2018, we talked about the application of Criterion A and the nomination because it, one, was the only known remaining 19th century one-room school in Dagsboro 100 on its original location. It was associated with a study of Delaware's one-teacher schools, and these one-room schoolhouses at one time just populated the landscape throughout the rural areas of Delaware, but they have basically vanished over time. So here we were able to talk about the process in which a school known as the Godwin School was actually established, and at that time, each school was called a district, and it was district number 190. And how it evolved, what was the process going through a review by the State Board of Education, being coordinated through the Sussex County Levy Court Committee on Education, and how it functioned for a period of 40 years. It lasted until 1936 when the school was consolidated with District 23, which was the Millsboro Public School System. By looking at this building, we chronicled the history. We were able to zero in a fairly accurate date of construction from the records available. And one of the most important things is we worked with the Millsboro Historical Society. They had actually worked very hard since the 1980s to preserve this historic building, and they had records that were just unbelievable and approached us, and we gave a lot of proper guidance, and it was just wonderful because it was a request to have a property listed in the National Register, which was generated by a local historical society, and it took us about a year, but it became a very successful project. And what we were able to do within that nomination, and because of their incredible records and contacts locally, we were able to utilize their oral history interviews, which actually brought the school to life, which is a part of documentation that you just can't find in archival records. But it added a level of richness, which was something we learned was very important to people as histories of buildings which were once commonplace but now lost and have vanished from the landscape is really important. We also had another nomination, the Ball Theater in Millsboro, Delaware, which was listed in the National Register on September 13th, which was also listed under a Criterion A. And it was listed as a rare example of a small town theater constructed during the Great Depression. And once again, it was the private owners of the theater who came to us, and they are privately restoring the theater so it can be utilized by the people of Millsboro and Sussex County. They did a tremendous amount of research, and we were able to guide them in the nomination process, which involved them to do a lot of research on comparing the Ball Theater with other theaters that have disappeared from the landscape in Sussex County. And then we've also worked with a congregation. On October the 17th of 2016, we worked with members of the St. Paul AME congregation in Harrington, and were able to work with their research that they compiled using existing trustee records to talk about the establishment of an incredible 19th century African Methodist Episcopal Church. And through their research and analysis and working with them, we were able to chronicle a part of Harrington's African American heritage that was tied in with this building, which was constructed in the late 19th century and continues to be serving the African American community today. So those are kinds of examples of the criterion A. But by bringing Lisa DeLine in, we're going to learn, I'm quite sure, some new ideas and techniques with the application of criterion A.
We're talking to, want to let everybody know, we're talking to Madeline Dunn. Madeline is with the Delaware Division of Historical and Cultural Affairs. And we're talking about a historic preservation symposium that'll be taking place on June the 26th. Let's break it down and tell people how they can get involved with this. I'm assuming anyone can attend. Let's tell people how they can get more information.
Great. The one thing that we have available, there's been a press release and we have a blog on the State of Delaware's Division of Historical and Cultural Affairs website. There are two other topics, though, that I wanted to mention are so important because I think many people throughout Delaware will express an interest in this. And one is how to prepare historic buildings when a disaster like hurricanes or severe nor'easters are approaching. And also, what do we do about elevating historic buildings that are in an area prone to flooding? And we are bringing in two experts. One gentleman is named Reed Thomas, who's a restoration specialist from the North Carolina Preservation Office, and he will be talking about his 29 years of experience and service to the Northeast region of North Carolina, which has personally addressed this issue. And we're also bringing in John Wood, a preservation restoration specialist for North Carolina State Historic Preservation Office, who's really going to give us examples of case studies of elevating historic buildings with examples of the his experience in their restoration and preservation and actually handling this issue. This is in response to people from the coastal community, such as individuals who live in Lewis and the Lewis Historic Building Commission, that has really requested guidance in how to deal with this issue. So we are being very responsive as a preservation office to the kinds of concerns that not only writers of nominations address, but what do we do with historic buildings? How do we preserve their historic integrity, particularly in areas that are subject to the flooding? And how do we work with commissions, those who are trying to preserve our historic buildings, and what kind of guidance we can provide in helping them comply with established rules and regulations? And if people want information, they are welcome to look at the State of Delaware's Division of Historical and Cultural Affairs website, because it can provide you with a copy of the blog, which summarizes information. And if you seek our website, which is history.delaware.gov, you can access our website and look at the newsroom and blog information. And there's background information about the symposium readily available. The 9 to 4:30 event is free of charge. We do require reservations because seating is limited, and they can call our main office at area code 302-736-7400 to confirm a reservation. And, of course, if anyone has a question, they can contact me as well at that same number, 302-736-7400.
Madeline, you're just a wealth of information. Anything else to sum up that you want people to know about this historic preservation symposium taking place? It's an all-day event. It's at the Archives Building in downtown Dover, which is a beautiful building.
Yes, it is. And I'm also very, very excited because we are partnering with two groups as preservation partners. One will be Preservation Delaware, as well as the Friends of the John Dickinson Mansion, because they are involved with this as our preservation partners as well. And this is just a community event which brings people together to provide an opportunity for dialogues and conversations with professionals who are coming to Delaware. And we're just very, very, very excited about this event. And I also want to mention that people in the preservation world might be aware of the fact that Delaware has a statewide historic preservation plan. It's a document that can also be accessed through the division's website under the tag of preservation. And people don't know that this document exists, but we are actually complying and supporting this by broadly communicating the value of Delaware's historic resources and means by which they can be preserved with the public. And as in many symposiums such as this, there's a great deal of exchange of information and an opportunity for people to share stories, share concerns. And by listening to the experts coming in, those interested in writing nominations or those interested in addressing situations that deal with disaster preparedness for historic buildings or elevating will have the professionals here with years of experience behind them who can answer questions. And we're just looking forward to a public exchange of information, meeting people. And we welcome private property owners, professional planners, members of the certified local governments in Delaware, the general public, people interested in the National Register program to come forward. We have several individuals who we expect to come in who are actually writing National Register nominations. So we think the Criteria A component of the symposium will be extremely beneficial to them because it'll give them some new insights on how to enhance the nominations that they're working on.